Let's say you live in St. Michael, and on one Saturday you want to go up to St. Cloud and have lunch with a friend. But let's also say that you work Monday through Friday down in the cities. And so it's on this Saturday, you're heading to 94, want to go up to St. Cloud, but you just kind of zone out as you're getting close to the highway. And next thing you know, you get on 94 East, heading to the cities. And all of a sudden you see Rogers and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I just totally zoned out, did my normal routine, and I'm going the complete wrong direction. You might feel kind of bad, like, how could I be so dumb? But here's the question. Would just feeling bad about the mistake you made, would that get you to St. Cloud? Nope. You got to do something. You got to stop, turn around, and head the other direction. Otherwise, you're never getting to St. Cloud. In the gospel today, we hear Mark's account of the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus and his first sermon. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Then he calls some of the first disciples to come follow him. The first thing that Jesus preaches is repent. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repentance is the fundamental theme of all the prophets of the Old Testament. So we had that first reading from Jonah, who went to go preach to the people of Nineveh, who repented of their sins. All the way up to John the Baptist, repentance is that key theme. And Jesus picks up that key theme and says, repent and believe in the gospel. What does it mean to repent? What does that actually mean? Sometimes people think repentance is only feeling sorry for my sins. Now, that's definitely an aspect of repentance. We should feel sorrow over our sins when we disobey one of God's commandments. That's a good thing. But that's not really what repentance is, just feeling bad about the sin I chose to commit. Repentance comes from a word that really literally means to turn. To turn. So to truly repent is to stop the direction I'm going. Stop heading away from God by committing this sin. Turn the other way and leave my sin behind. That's true repentance. What should I be repenting from first and foremost? Obviously, all sin I want to repent from. But in the spiritual tradition of the church, the type of sin that I want to repent from first and foremost is mortal sin. That's got to be the first step for the Christian, for the follower of Christ. I've got to get mortal sin out of my life. What is mortal sin? Hopefully this is kind of, you know, Catechism 101, little review here. But there are two types of sin. We learn this in the scriptures. 1 John chapter 5. John talks about sin that's deadly and sin that's not deadly. We call deadly sin mortal sin, not deadly sin venial sin. Again, all sin is wrongdoing, all sin is bad, but some sins are mortal. They kill the life of God in me. They rob me of sanctifying grace, the grace I receive at baptism, the grace that makes me holy, the grace that is my very ticket to the kingdom of heaven one day. So I have mortal sin. The worst thing I can do is commit a mortal sin. And recall that there are three qualifications for a sin to be a mortal sin. Number one, it's got to be a grave sin, grave matter. Number two, you got to know it's wrong. And number three, you got to freely choose it. Oftentimes when the question of mortal sin comes up, the question is, well, what's grave matter? Is there like a list somewhere I can find? Well, actually the Catechism mentions several particular sins as grave sins, but really the way to think about the what is a grave sin, what is not a grave sin, what makes grave matter, is that grave matter, a grave sin, is a serious violation of one of the Ten Commandments. That's the list, the Ten Commandments. And so when I violate one of the Ten Commandments in a serious way, that's grave matter, that's grave sin. What's an example? Take the third commandment. Keep holy the Sabbath day. For us as Christians, we know the Sabbath day is Sunday, the Lord's day. And so a grave violation of the third commandment would be to not go to Mass on Sunday. The church has always said that going to Mass on Sunday is one of the primary ways we keep holy the Sabbath day. Let's say you do a little extra work on Sunday that you probably shouldn't have done. Okay, that's not as serious, not a grave sin. How about the fourth commandment? Honor your mother and father, or honor all right authority in your life. So let's say your boss at work, you're just really frustrated with, and one day you just go up and you just cuss him out right to his face. That's pretty serious. That would be a grave sin. Let's say you gossip about your boss with a coworker and say some not nice things about him behind his back. Okay, again, sin, gossip, but not as serious. The sixth and the ninth commandments, all about the church's teachings about sexual morality. Obviously, you commit adultery, that's a grave sin. If you, any kind of sexual activity outside the covenant of marriage, grave sin. If I have a brief entertainment of a lustful thought, not as serious, not a grave sin. The seventh commandment, do not steal. If you steal $500 from the petty cash drawer at work, that's pretty serious. Right? And so I think most of us kind of know what's a serious violation, what's it not. If that's ever a confusion, if there's ever confusion around that, like, was this grave sin? Was it not a grave sin? Was it a mortal sin? Was it not? That's a great thing to talk about in the sacrament of reconciliation with a priest. Back to the gospel. Repent and believe in the gospel. The first thing Jesus preaches, repent. And the first thing I need to repent from is any mortal sin in my life. Because committing mortal sin is like driving to the cities when I want to go to St. Cloud. Which means in this analogy, St. Cloud is like heaven, I guess. That's probably not the best analogy, but and I guess that means the cities is like hell. Also not the best. But anyway, you get what I'm trying to say here. So a venial sin is like you're heading to St. Cloud. You're going in the right direction. But a venial sin is like a pothole, a speed bump. It just kind of slows you down. But at least you're heading in the right direction. Mortal sin, you're going in the complete opposite direction. So to repent means to stop, turn around, and head the other way. We know that the sacrament of confession is the primary way that we stop and turn around. But sometimes I worry that sometimes I see as a priest, oftentimes people commit a mortal sin and they'll feel bad. Again, that's a good thing that we feel sorrow for our sins because it should lead to repentance. But sometimes there can be the danger of almost like taking advantage of the sacrament of confession. I commit a mortal sin, I go to confession because it makes me feel better, and then a week later, I commit another mortal sin. And I go to confession because it makes me feel better, and then I commit another mortal sin. If you're always heading toward the cities, turning around and then going back and turning around and going back, you're never going to make any progress. All the great spiritual masters throughout the history of the church have said, if you're constantly falling into mortal sin, you're never going to grow in the spiritual life. That's why it has to be the first thing I got to repent of to get that mortal sin out of my life so I can keep heading in the right direction. Repent and believe in the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news of Jesus. The word gospel means good news. What's the good news? That Jesus came to save us from our sins. That Jesus, the grace of God, can actually change my heart, can actually help me truly not only feel sorry for my sin, but actually give me the grace to leave it behind. We're always going to struggle with venial sins in this life, trying to avoid the speed bumps, the potholes. But I got to get mortal sin out of my life, because when I'm heading to the cities and I want to go to St. Cloud, I'm just going the wrong way. Repent and believe in the gospel. At every single Mass, how do we begin every single Mass? We begin with the penitential act. We take a moment to say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. We're all in need of God's mercy. That's why one of the main reasons we come to Mass, we come to ask for mercy from God and the grace to leave our sin behind. So today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for that grace, that the Lord would continue to change our hearts, to help us leave behind, especially any mortal sins that take us in the complete opposite direction of where we want to go, so that we always might be heading towards St. Cloud, to the kingdom of heaven.